This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Basic Options Podcast number one. Options Strategies for Stock Investors, covering essential options concepts.
This seminar is presented by the Options Industry Council, the OIC, and that is a consortium of the six options exchanges. Those of you who are brand new to options, this is really important. Everything that I talk about in this section is going to be built upon in further sections. All right, first, the essential concepts. Many of you are saving money in a retirement account. Some of you who are more active traders have shorter term trading objectives. But whatever your trading objectives are, most people in the United States, it seems, are comfortable putting money into the stock market, right? Now, why is that? Of all the investment opportunities out there, I mean, you can put money into a passbook or a CD, you can invest in real estate, you can start your own business. But more people seem comfortable putting money in the market. Why is that? Well, there's a couple reasons. One is, if you look over the long haul, investing in stocks yields, what, about 8% is the figure they toss around, right? Well, that's better than putting your money in the bank or a CD. If you invest in an asset like real estate, well, if you buy a house, you can't sell it for another 6 months or a year or whatever. For tax reasons, you might want to hold it for longer. Stocks, you can buy a stock, turn around, sell it the same day. They're really liquid assets. You can also share in ownership of a company without really having to concern yourselves that much with the day-to-day operations of running the company, right? So there are a lot of advantages to investing in stocks. But there are certain risks. If you buy a stock, well, your potential is unlimited, right? Stocks can go to infinity. So they tell me anyway, and I haven't seen one that's gone to infinity. They keep telling me, so I believe them. But you know what? They can go to zero. And I've seen stocks go to zero. It doesn't happen all the time, but it can. And that's a very real risk when you invest in stocks. There are also hidden risks to the stock market. If you buy a stock for $100 today, and you sell it 1 year later for $100 again, did you lose money or make money? Or neither. That's right, you lost money on that investment. That's a concept that we call opportunity cost. If instead of investing in the stock, you put your money in just a simple passbook account, you could have made 1.5% or 2% interest or something. Now the question is there a way to change the risk reward of buying stocks? Yeah, the answer is yes, and that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. If you just invest in the market by buying and selling stocks, here are your choices. You can get long the market, you can get short the market, or you can be out of the market. If you think an asset is going to increase in value, well, what do? You buy it, right? You buy it now for $10 and you hope to sell it at a higher price. If you think an asset is going to decline in value, and you don't have that asset, you can short it. You can short a stock. And the concept goes kind of something like this. Can I borrow that book? All right. Let's say I think that this book is going to decline in value. But I don't own one of these books. This book is worth $20. So what I do is I literally borrow this book from this gentleman. And I say, you know what? Is there anybody who'd like to buy this book for $20? There's got to be someone, right? You want to buy it for $20? Then I sell it to him. Now, all these books look alike, right? They're all the same. So what I can do is I can go and I could buy another book from someone else. If it changes in value, if it goes down to, say, $10, I can buy a book from him at $10 and I can return it to its owner. I just made money, right? It works exactly the same with shorting a stock. You literally just borrow a stock from someone and sell it to someone else, and then you short it and you end up buying it back later, ideally for a lower price. Now, if you actually do the shorting, you don't necessarily know who you're borrowing it from or care who you're borrowing it from. Your broker's back office takes care of all of that. But that is literally exactly how it works. All right, with that being said, these are the three choices you have in investing in the market if you're only buying or selling stocks. Now, how many of you know people who trade the market for a living? Or at least a serious hobby? All right. Well, if you ask one of these type of people, hey, what do you think about this stock? You don't just get an overly simplistic one or two word answer, oh, it's going up, or oh, it's going down. You get something more qualified because they put a lot of thought into their forecast. You get something a little more like, well, I think over the next 3 to 6 months, this investment could increase by 5 to 10%. Or, well, I think if the stock breaks through its resistance level of 55, 60, it could be a momentum play. Or after next week's FDA announcement, it could be up or down 20%, depending on the news. You get something a lot more like that. There's a lot more to a forecast than simply, it's going up, it's going down. Options allow you to take these other elements of your forecast into account. You can take into account time, volatility, your degree of bullishness or bearishness, and there are a whole lot of other choices that you have available than simply buying it or selling it. Like the long call, for example. You buy a long call, you can enjoy all the upside potential of a stock increase, but you have limited risk. You buy a straddle, you could profit if the market moves higher or lower in either direction if it's a significant move. So the whole concept of this presentation tonight is that options give you more ways to implement your market research. Whether you're using options to gain leverage, to reduce risk, to generate income, they offer unique trade-offs. They offer trade-offs that you don't have simply trading stock.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
Ready to learn more? Then please download OIC's Basic Options Podcast number 2, Option Strategies for Stock Investors, covering options terminology and mechanics. And if you have an options question, call 1-888-OPTIONS or visit www.888options.com.